From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's armed forces claim to have shot down an aircraft that violated its airspace near Syria. Few details were immediately known. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Some Turkish media are reporting the downed aircraft is a drone. The Russian Defense Ministry said all its planes in Syria have returned to base as scheduled, and its drones were operating as planned. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Israeli army reported Friday a Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot dead after he stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier outside the West Bank settlement of Kiryat Arba. The knife attack occurred while demonstrators threw stones at the Israeli troops. The man, disguised in a fluorescent yellow vest over a T-shirt marked Press, was allowed to approach troops. News photos posted online show him clutching a knife and attacking a soldier before he was shot dead. The Foreign Press Association in Israel branded the attack as a deplorable, worrying development and a violation of press privilege. In a statement, it urged all Palestinian media organizations to verify all credentials. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye to the White House Friday in a show of unity between close allies looking to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations. The South Korean leader arrived at the White House Friday for an Oval Office meeting and working lunch with President Obama. At least three women suicide bombers blew themselves up on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least four people and themselves. The explosions at dawn Friday were carried out just hours after two suicide attacks inside a mosque, also in Maiduguri, the capital of northeastern Borno State, killed at least 30 people. According to Nigerian national emergency officials, the blasts in the mosques were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first blast. Dozens of people were also wounded in the explosions. Hungary will close its borders with Croatia at midnight Friday to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country before traveling to northern Europe. Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjarto made the announcement after a meeting of the National Security Cabinet. A fence along its border with Croatia has already been built. European Union leaders have agreed on a plan to offer Turkey $3.5 billion, together with visa-free travel and renewed accession talks, in return for stopping the flow of refugees and migrants into the EU. But as Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the offer is getting a lukewarm reception in Ankara.
The European money is aimed at helping Turkey to improve conditions for the 2 million refugees it is hosting on its soil and keeping them in Turkey. To sweeten the deal, visa-free travel to the EU for Turkish citizens will be fast-tracked and talks on Turkey joining the EU will be re-energised. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the meeting as very productive. She says the question of money played a role, as well as the start of a new chapter, by which I mean we will revitalize the perspective for accession for Turkey. But Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday Europe's offer of talks on EU membership was insincere. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.